Diary update coming at 7:30 this morning on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. But right now, we want to know who can admit that they have the worst type. 877-591-9696. Because Ahmad the Amazing here has an amazing story to us.
I feel so bad. But I got to call her out because I think it's bad for her. My friend really likes men that have been to prison.
Okay.
So much
but you know what? I get it.
Do you?
Because they can commit to something.
I was like, because there's
being
like
locked up.
I was like, there's bad boys, and I think I get that.
And then there's super bad boys. So who else are you gonna talk to? You know?
But yes. Okay. Would you go as far as to getting a job at a prison to meet men?
No.
Yes. Wait a minute. To meet men?
Yes. I mean, it's a good paying job, benefits, but there's another benefit. Which she is? Might find her future baby daddy there.
That is correct. So what is the benefit of dating in prison? There's love after lockup in some of these shows where, like, people, like...
They were pen pals while they were in prison.
Yeah.
Also, I'm absolutely joking. I was just playing devil's advocate. I feel like I need to be
That's not me. That's not my story.
Before people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so basically, she got a job at this prison, and these guys pass her love notes.
Oh, no.
They've never done anything physical, but there's some flashing that goes on. It's very...
Flashing? Who's flashing who? Is it reciprocal flashing?
I think so.
Okay, so cannot be dipping her pen in company ink.
Exactly, and I'm worried for her, not only for her safety, but her job safety. You can't just be getting a job at a prison because you want a rough dude. You could go to a dive bar.
This friend of yours obviously likes a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And she is... interested in the man in the prison.
There's so many details that I want to say. Like, when they're doing, like, the checks, they'll... I feel like it's explicit, but...
What do they do during the checks?
They're blowing her kisses?
Let's say that. While she's, like, writing in her pad, she'll pretend like she's not looking, but they're showing her some love.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that.
Okay. And themselves.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you. I did not know how to say that.
All right. Wow. That's fascinating. Yeah, I guess I never considered, like... prison is a place where you could meet some people. Would you be interested in somebody who's a prisoner? Like, is that hot to you?
I've dated a prisoner before, yeah.
Like, while he was actively in prison?
No, fresh out.
What was it? What did he do?
Drug related.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not murder.
No.
You didn't date a murderer.
I would be too scared.
Yeah. Well, right.
Is there anything that... Do you find that level of bad boy thing hot in any way?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Not my cup of tea. Although, I will say my high school sweetheart, the first love that I ever had in my life, he is in prison now.
Mm. Oh, for what?
Battery and drug related charges.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, so anyway, if anybody has a worse type than Ahmad's friend, though...
Who can admit they have the worst type in dating? It doesn't mean that you have to have necessarily, you know, your type is prisoners.
Right.
Uh-huh. But you know...
And maybe your type is bartenders, which, let's be real, also bad.
Yeah.
Or DJs.
Well,
you know, hold on.
Call me out, Ahmad.
Listen, there's some cliches. I feel bad for the DJs catching strays.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw in another one, photographers.
Photographers?
Yes.
No way.
Oh my gosh. Truck drivers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're cruising around.
So who can admit that they've got the worst type? Like, you've dated the same type of man a few times and you're like, I need to stop.
877-591-9696. Would love to hear from you. It's B96. Update on the diary situation. We will hear from our company, Laura, coming up at about 7:30 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Right now, though, who can admit they have the worst type? Ahmad's got a friend whose type is men who are actively in prison.
And so much so that she got a job at one.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It's a lot of work to chase after people. Gloria in Evanston, your type being the worst, what are they? I phrased that weird.
You did.
Men with what, Gloria?
It was a scrub, man.
Oh, scrub.
Like TLC, no scrub.
Like passenger side of their best friend's ride. But in the 1990s like economy.
I dated one who was able to move out of his mama's house before he was 30. But recently, like 4 years ago, I dated somebody that's in their 30s, has now two kids, and still living at home with his mom and dad.
Right.
You know, I think there was a while there for me, too, where I was dating men that lived at their mom's house, and then I was like, what am I doing? And there's no shade, because I get that in this economy it's tough.
They have no kids.
But...
No, that's awkward.
Yeah, like, it's true. They didn't have kids. It is a little bit stranger when, you know, you got your own family. Yeah, everybody's situation is different.
Either way, I'm not trying to do it next to your mom's bedroom, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you just got cracked and you're like, hey, mom.
Hey.
Yep.
What's
for
breakfast?
And now the current girlfriend is very obsessed with me. She looks up for me on TikTok, on Facebook, and I'm just like, you have the man. Leave me alone. I don't want to date a scrub. I don't need a scrub in my life.
Okay. Word to TLC.
Yeah, let's bring back scrubs.
Yeah. That's funny. It's like, well, should I date him? I don't know, girl. He's a scrub.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you don't want no scrubs, as we've learned. Well, thank you for sharing that, Gloria. Stay away. Is your current guy, would you consider him a scrub?
No.
Okay, good.
Good.
All right.
Good.
You don't need to be with scrubs.
There you go. We're moving on up in the world.
Yeah, moving on up. All right, coming up next, the diary. Will we ever be able to read from it again?
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out. I think it's Mocha and Carla Mornings. We are commercial free, by the way. It's Chicago's B96.